This is a talk given by Sydney Banks. A deeper appreciation of what he is saying can be obtained by listening to this tape many times.
There's two realities, see? There's a physical reality and there's a spiritual reality. And both realities are actually the same. One reality is without form, that's the spiritual reality, and the form is what we see, is a materialization of life. And the control of yourself from both of these realities are controlled via your own thought system. That's why there is a connection between the Eastern philosophy and Eastern religion, because they talk about little mind and big mind, or little mind and mastermind. And that's the connection between the East and the West. Like the Eastern philosophy, it deals with mind, mastermind, spiritual mind. Western psychology deals with the little mind, but in essence they're both the same thing, because the little mind it's actually ego. The little mind is an ego. The ego and the little mind are the same thing. There is no difference. That's really a difficult thing to understand, but it's true. You see, mind, true mind, what the Eastern philosophers talk about, true mind, it's not related to your brain whatsoever. It has no connection to your brain whatsoever. True mind is a spiritual thing. It's just a spiritual intelligence. Everywhere in the universe, it's a force, it's a source. And every piece of information that has ever come into this world has come via mind. Human beings have got a brain and they've got a thought process. And any thought that they put out is materialized by this spiritual mind, this force. If you can even drop the word mind out of what I'm talking about and just see it as a force. And this is where all your great insights come from. It's when a person, for a microscopic second, leaves his little ego mind, this illusionary ego mind, because it isn't really a mind, it's only a thought process that they have connected to themselves. As I say, the big mind is the one that materializes everything. It's a wonder thought. And if you can find the secret of thought, you'll find the secret to psychology or psychoanalysis. Everything, literally everything, comes from thought. All mental anguish, all mental pain, all mental lostness, it all stems from the one thing, from the wrong way of thinking. We don't think properly. We've lost the power to think properly. Now, I heard somebody speak the other day about personal power, and the fellow had it all mixed up. He thought the personal power was something that you took to put down somebody else before they put you down. Well, that's not personal power, that's ego. And ego is fear. And when you have ego and fear, you attack people. Once again, it's like the blind leading the blind. And you can never, 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 it is literally impossible to give any good away by negativity. This same fellow was saying that he thought that only anger and mental anguish can open the channels of the mind so that it can learn something new. If a person is happy, he is very apt to go dormant and not learn anything. The answer is love all the wise men from the past, from the beginning of time, have always said it's love. Now, how can it possibly be love and mental anguish? To create mental anguish onto another person is to psychologically commit suicide yourself, because you can't get away with it. When you put mental anguish onto somebody else, you must pay the cost. If you start to argue and fight with people, you must pay the cost. It's you that will get the mental anguish. What you're looking for is a positive feeling. And only the big mind, only the mastermind, has the feeling of love. Egotistical mind doesn't even know what love is, because an egotistical person is so full of themselves, they have no time for anybody else. Sometimes they display and act like they do, but it's impossible. This is where a lot of your mental sickness takes place. It's when the ego becomes so vast, it thinks about itself constantly. And when you start thinking about yourself, this is where stress, strain, anxiety, ulcerville, nervous breakdowns. You must stop thinking about yourself and think of something far greater. You must find peace. With anger, you can never find peace. With hostility, you can't find peace. And if anybody can tell me why they go to awareness groups to find happiness, to work through anger, I can't imagine such stupidity. There's only one way, and that's positivity. And if you ever hear of any trainer who is encouraging couples to fight, or putting one couple against the other, walk away, but don't hold it against them. Don't you get caught up in your ego seeing how great you are, seeing how ridiculous the person is, because then you get caught up in your ego. Just forget it. See it as innocence, because truly the whole world walks in innocence. And unless you think in innocence, then you start judging and analyzing and you don't get anywhere. Just because you see somebody doing the wrong thing, don't get caught up in it. If you just take it in a practical, common sense, you're looking for happiness. You're looking for peace. You're looking for tranquility. You're looking for love. You're looking for satisfaction. So you're full of anger. You're full of hate. You're full of jealousy. You're full of lostness, and you go for help, and the person that you go to turns around and asks you to encourage all the things that I just mentioned. It's suicide. It's psychological suicide. Don't try and prove an ego. The ego is the sickness of man. It's the ego that turns man against woman, that turns woman against man. It's ego that turns one race against the other. It's ego that turns one religion against the other. There isn't a problem in this world that ego doesn't create. It's ego that creates all the starvation throughout the world. You could go on and on and on, and it's always ego. And ego is from the little thought system, your little mind. The little mind and the little ego, it's the same thing. They're both illusionary. You really don't... You see, the world is an illusion. It's a thought illusion. That's why all mental sickness is a thought illusion. That's why if a person goes to an analyst or whatever and has an insight, that's why the cure can be instant. Because it's only a thought. You're always only one thought away from what you're looking for. But to actually find what you're looking for, the way life works, it's a matter of evolution. So So it may take many thoughts to actually reach your goal. But always in essence, there is only one thought away from success. One thought away from happiness. One thought away from the secret to the mind. One thought away from sanity. One thought away from insanity. And if the past is holding your insanity, to keep the thought in mind and keep it alive, you're crucifying yourself. And that's another thing to beware. If a trainer takes you back in the past, walk out. They're taking you back to sickness. They're encouraging it all over again. But through innocence. Always innocence. Or they wouldn't do it. And the answer is always, always, always love. And pure love and pure understanding are the same thing. And it is only under such conditions of love and positivity does the mind open up and it evolves to greater heights so that it can assist you through life. And if anybody else tells you different, well, I feel sorry for them. And if you really look at them and lecture them in a negative manner, you'll see a negative person. And if that's what you want, is negativity, by all means, go. Go and listen, because you have no other choice. Until someday you realize that you want happiness, then and only then you'll seek positivity. And I'm really grateful for you people coming today. I hope it you found something. And what you're looking for is that feeling. The secret comes from a feeling. It doesn't come any other way but a positive feeling. If it's a negative feeling, you've missed it. You're caught in the dangers of life, the stream of life, the negativity, the one that's creating the mess that the world is in today. Find a positive feeling. And a positive feeling is just like a flower that it blossoms, eh? There's the answer. It's peace. Tranquility, satisfaction, happiness. A lot of us here are still stuck, me included, in the reality of trying to find happiness outside. We're also stuck in trying to figure out what we do in life and how we tick and what is right and what is wrong. And we try and analyze and judge our own activities. The whole Freudian theory, going back in the past, is actually so outdated, it's ridiculous. Because going back in the past only antagonizes mental sickness. It keeps it alive. It proclaims that it's reality, when in fact it's a reality that's gone, it's in the past. It's only a memorization from the past. A memorization, which is only a thought. So everybody is only a thought away from the cure of mental sickness. That's a fact, because it's a world of thought. All mental sickness is thought. It's a reality that's brought into form because that living soul believes and sees what it sees from its own little personal ego. And a little personal ego is responsible for all the problems. Because a little personal ego creates greed. First of all, it creates fear. And from fear comes greed, hate, desire. Everything that you can't possibly run away from. So you're a prisoner of your own mind because you live in a world of illusion. Because that's what the world is. It's a cosmic illusion created via the mind of mankind. And everything within this illusion appears as a reality.
Whereas in fact, it's only the shadow of a true reality that exists. And that true reality that exists must be of spiritual essence. And you look for that spiritual essence that lies within you, because that spiritual essence has all the answers that you're looking for. You won't have to figure them out. The little mind can't possibly figure itself out. The little mind is a prisoner of its own thought system. See, words wake people up, but it's not directly the word. The word is only a guide. But there's a certain catalyst that's needed to change this word into a reality. And what it is, it's called courage. Courage to look and see that there's something greater than yourself. And when you start to see this, it brings tranquility to your life. Because you take all those supposedly important memories from the past, the ones that are creating your anxieties and your negative life pattern as it is right now, and you start to realize the fallacy of them. So you drop them from thought, the useless negative thoughts from the past. And this leaves nothing but the feeling of positivity. And within you, there is enough spiritual power to rid yourself of all mental sickness. There's enough power in you to guide you through marriage. There's enough power in you to guide you through life totally. It is only mind that knows the secret to life. It is only mind that knows the secrets of the allness and the great nothingness. And when you really look at it, this allness, total allness, is also the nothingness. You see, if you were taking a camera to take a picture of the allness, it couldn't be done because there'd be no camera and there'd be no life. So that means to say the allness is really nothing, and nothing is everything. That's the great oneness. That's the secret that lies within your head that can literally turn your life into the reality that you've been looking for since birth. It must come as an insight, some knowledge there with you all time. And it unfolds, and when it unfolds, you call it an insight. Some knowledge there with you all time. If you waste your time trying to figure out why you're unhappy today, and why you were happy yesterday, and why your wife's unhappy, you can't figure out how you're unhappy, but you can always figure out how your wife's unhappy. It's a game. It's a hell. It's a trap. You've got people all over the world telling, leading people into this trap. And it's called life. If you always go with positive feelings, you won't go wrong. And if you get a bad feeling, have a look at it. And I don't mean by having a look at it, judge and analyze and figure out why is this and why is that. Just look at the feeling. No further, no detail, just a feeling. And if you honestly look at that feeling, it'll get you out of it and make you feel good. But if you try and fight such a feeling, I'd say you're in trouble. And we all get that. Find the feeling of being thankful. Not thankful to anybody. Thankful for life. Thankful for what you've found. Do you know at Christmas time when the bells are ringing, the trees and the music's going, and you walk down these malls and all of a sudden you feel, wow, geez, it's Christmas. And you get, there's a feeling rushes through you that it's a feeling of elation. You just love it, eh? That's what I'm talking about. That's the feeling that you can look for and find. It's your feeling. You're just using Christmas as an excuse to bring it out. But when that feeling occurs, you can rest assured there's no feeling of hate, anger. There's no feeling of desire. It's contentment. And that feeling will take you. And it's that feeling that opens up all the secrets to life. The whole psychic channel is opened by positive feelings. That's the key. That's why originally, like everybody says the same thing, But the answer is love. And of course love must be positivity. It's the same thing. But true love, not ego love, true love is when the understanding of life starts in you and you start to see without judgment. That's why when you get the feeling of love, that Christmas feeling, or maybe if you just look at your child and all of a sudden you get a feeling of love, at that moment, once again, you've rested your mind. And just because you've rested your mind, the payment is love. You're responsible for that feeling. And to get it, all you had to do was literally stop all judgment and see with a clear open channel. And you've got the feeling of love. It is literally impossible to find anything about the secret to life, the secret to the mind through negativity. It is literally, totally impossible. Look for a positive feeling. Let a positive feeling guide you. And you, as I talked about the Christmas feeling, it's a feeling of love. You can find it.
Thank you for listening to